Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, getting back late last night after the road trip over the weekend, so cool to be at the Fusion Fights with our friends from Americans for Prosperity Montana on Saturday night in Great Falls. Man, it was crazy. Even Sugar Sean O'Malley was in the house back in his old stomping grounds, the Helena, Montana UFC fighter. He was just the headliner at UFC 306 for what, over a year. He held the belt as the world champion, the UFC bantamweight world champ, and then now he's got to go get surgery, so he's going to be out for a while. But it was cool to see him back home in Montana. Got to meet his dad, saw his trainer there as well, and he was there supporting the fighters that are training up underneath him and fighting at the Fusion Fights right here in Montana. So that was cool. Speaking of world champs, the bare knuckle fight champion, King Kai Stewart from Great Falls, was also in the house for that event. And Bare Knuckle Fight is coming to Billings, Montana, November 9th. They made that announcement actually at Fusion Fights a little over a week ago. But now plans are getting solidified, so that's going to be pretty crazy. I know a lot of us are still like, man, I don't know what to think about that bare knuckle fighting. That stuff is a little wild. You think UFC is wild and, you know, MMA fights are wild. Man, that bare knuckle stuff is crazy. Anyway, lots to talk about this morning. Yeah, I was in Great Falls for the Fusion Fights on Saturday night, and then we did a great event at 5th and Wine yesterday morning. Thanks to Tara, Adrian, and the whole crew at 5th and Wine. We had a great event yesterday morning, talking with folks who were there and enjoying a Sunday brunch. So it was fun seeing folks there. And then, hey, since I'm in Great Falls, hey, let's head over to the big rally featuring South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. It was kind of funny. They were like, hey, do you want to introduce Tim? And I'm like, yeah, why not? So it was fun being on stage with both Tim Sheehy and Governor Kristi Noem. I've run into Governor Noem down at the SHOT Show in Vegas and SCI at the SCI International, Safari Club International, their big convention. Both the SHOT Show and SCI were taking place in Vegas a few years ago. And so it was kind of funny. It was like everywhere I went, I was running into South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, but so cool to have her in Montana. What a turnout. How many of you were at the event in Kalispell last night? I know I saw many of you in Great Falls yesterday afternoon. Looks like the Billings turnout was incredible as well. I've got highlights from Governor Noem's speech. Several highlights I want to share with you. My favorite highlight still, though, I think, is the line where she talked about John Tester. John Tester, the liberal senator from Montana, he won't even tell you what a he and a she is, the difference between a he and a she. And that's one more reason you got to vote for Tim Sheehy, is because John Tester won't even tell you the difference between a she and a he. And John Tester voted to put men into girls' locker rooms and voted to take away opportunities for young women in sports. So that was one of the things she talked about yesterday afternoon in Great Falls. It's a great thing we got this 8 o'clock hour of the show, because we got phone lines open for you right now, 294-0970. And then next hour, Rob Nadelson talking CI-128.
Securing America.
A recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing focused on election security and potential threats from online operatives working for Russia, China, and Iran, who continue to try and influence opinion and spread disinformation. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
Our adversaries realize this is effective and cheap.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio added,
They basically make it up, they push it out there, and they hope people believe it.
The committee heard from reps for online giants Meta, Alphabet, and Microsoft. Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith.
This has also become an election of Iran versus Trump and Russia versus Harris. And it is an election where Russia, Iran, and China are united with a common interest in discrediting democracy.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, did you guys see this cool story recently? SpaceX astronauts did a spacewalk. Did you know that they actually trained for that mission right here in Montana? I spoke with the mission commander at the time. He was there for the spacewalk. He's going to join us next week on Montana Talks. First up, though, on Monday's Montana Talks, we're going to have Rob Nadelson talk about CI-128 and his legal analysis of that measure. Monday's Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Sincere trust her so bad that he doesn't even know what a she and he is. You know what a she is, right? It's the truth. Listen, Tim Sheehy is not going to let mediocre men take away opportunities from our exceptional women. He's going to make sure that he protects women's sports and that he always knows what a she and a he is here in Montana, because that's just not something that we're going to sit here and argue about. It's just a matter of fact.
All right. That was a couple of my favorite lines from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's remarks in Great Falls, Montana, yesterday afternoon. A couple of great lines there, especially the part about how Tim Sheehy is not going to let mediocre men take away opportunities from our exceptional women. What a great line. I think that sums up that whole topic so well, because you've got mediocre men in Washington, D.C., like liberal Senator John Tester, that want to take away opportunities from exceptional young women, like that student athlete from the University of Montana who we spoke with, who rejected that endorsement deal, that paid endorsement deal, because John Tester voted against women's sports. And yet look at these fake news, liberal biased TV stations here in Montana that have never once even interviewed those young ladies at the University of Montana who broke the story, who shared the story, who refused a paid endorsement deal. Huge story, and these fake news TV stations never even interviewed the young women. But boy, if they can do a TV news story attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, they will run with the fake news on that front every single time, won't they? Let's go to Pat in Kalispell first up on the phone lines this morning. Pat, good to hear from you.
Oh, wow. Well, all this thing about how Tester is so good with her veterans, and we have a lot of veterans in Montana, and we have the largest suicide rate among veterans in Montana. And also, all but five states in the nation give of the retired veterans, which there's 9,000 of us here in Montana, they give them a state income tax break, all but five. Montana is one of those states that does not give a state income tax break to retired veterans. We've been retired for 50 years. If we'd had that income tax break, we would be in a whole lot better place than we are now. My husband served his country for 20 years. So,
it's 50% now.
So let's do it. Check your facts. And we must send Tester packing. It's time for him to retire and put somebody in there that will tell the truth.
That's right. No, well said, Pat. And thanks for your service. Thanks for your family service and sacrifice. We always got to thank our military spouses and our veteran spouses when we thank our military and our veterans as well, because those spouses, they sacrifice so much for this country as well. Real quick on the retired pension and taxes in Montana, you're right. For a long time, Montana, you know, we had 16 years of Democrat governors, and then, you know, but anyway, most states around the country did not tax military pensions, and we're finally chipping away at that. I think it was State Senator John Fuller, a Vietnam veteran out of Kalispell, who led the charge led the charge on that one. And but they started by chipping away at it. Now 50% of your pension won't be taxed. But we need to do away with the other 50%. If all these other states don't tax military pensions, we shouldn't be doing it. I also believe we shouldn't be taxing Social Security benefits. You've already been taxed on those benefits, so why would you get taxed on it once again? And that's something else President Donald J. Trump has been talking about here. Let's see. I've got more highlights with Kristi Noem in South Dakota, plus Tim Sheehy responding to these fake, phony attacks against him. And you see the liberal media doing everything they can to try to gin up controversy against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, because John Tester is losing badly in every single poll that's been out for months now. So the Democrats are in the liberal media is desperately trying to tell the same fake news story day after day after day after day. And I think Montanans are just seeing right through it. But Tim Sheehy was on Fox News over the weekend and responded to some of these phony BS attacks. So I'll play that for you here in just a second. Next up on the phone lines, Right on John in Bozeman. What's going on, Right on John?
Oh, so much. I could write a book.
I'll bet you could.
I hope this dinging in the background isn't bothering yet, but I lost my job about 2 weeks without question or discussion. My Bozeman area driving job, just for wearing my new Trump hat. I don't know if that's illegal or not. I don't know if it is. But not long after that, I got a nasty virus on my Android phone. And would anybody in the, around know of any free antiviruses that I might be able to purchase?
For an Android phone. Okay, huh? So you got fired from your job for wearing a MAGA hat. Yeah, I guess it depends on the employer, you know. I mean, if they have a dress code and things like that. But, yeah, it's too bad they couldn't give you a second shot and say, hey, you know, we can't have people wearing political attire while you're on the job. But man, we'll give you a second chance. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice if they would have done that. And I spent the last couple of days in emergency and everything because I had got a bronchitis. And I'm trying to get my teeth fixed. And I was getting infections, so I'm trying to get all the Yellowstone Family Dental to see if they can do it all in one day. I even went to MRIs and all sorts of stuff.
Well, man, a lot going on. I know people will be praying for you and looking out for you as well. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Get a hold of the team there. Dr. Larson and the crew at Yellowstone Family Dental, see what they can do. I mean, at least if anything, get you in there, give it a look. Because sometimes it may be something in your knees and not even in your teeth that's causing issues, or in your teeth but not in your knees.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
There was a small but notable change in our latest Fox News national survey. We've been measuring views of registered voters. Now we'll also break out likely voters on the presidential ballot question. Here's why that distinction. Not everybody votes. In 2020, around two-thirds of those who were eligible ended up voting. When conducting election surveys, we strive to identify people who will actually cast a ballot. Our survey shows 50% of registered voters support Vice President Harris, 48% back former President Trump. The survey also finds the race is 50-48 among the 79% identified as likely voters. Of course, that won't happen every time, but it makes sense that Americans who are willing to spend time responding to political surveys will also probably vote. That's why presidential horse race numbers among likely voters in 2016 and 2020 were so close to those for the full sample. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Potpourri.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me play one clip here and then jump right back into your phone calls here. I see we got some more great callers on the phone line. In fact, I mentioned State Senator John Fuller, our great Vietnam veteran out of the Flathead Valley. He's on the phone lines. Of course, we got the great Francis and Big Fork on the phone lines as well. Actually, let's go, before I play this soundbite, let's go to our next caller on the line here so he doesn't have to wait too much longer. Scott in Columbia Falls, thanks for your call. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. I want to talk about the John Tester, the fake one, and the real one. The fake John Tester doesn't take lobbyist money. The real John Tester does. The fake John Tester doesn't sell out Montana. The real John Tester does. The real John Tester is a fake. The other guy is a true soldier for America. I'm just, and I want to comment on Mike Cornell wanting to do away with all the Airbnbs. She's talking about Zinke owning an Airbnb and how foul they are. Well, Monica Turnell must want to do away with all the Airbnbs. That's all I got to say, Aaron. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And that's how some people are putting their kids through college. It's another business. It's a small business. It's another revenue stream. That's what they're using. Yeah. Speaking of Monica Turnell, the Democrat candidate, she's actually going to join us on Montana Talks. You know, she was the candidate 2 years ago. And so she's actually going to join us on Wednesday's show right during this exact same 8 o'clock hour. So you'll have to tune in for that one. There's definitely some questions I want to bring up, but I'm going to try to get some phone calls in there as well. So, a lot of things, you know, including her latest flip flop on the border and more that we'll want to ask her about. So Scott, thanks for the call. 294-0970, the number for you. What a great point there by Scott in Columbia Falls is like, man, where's this fake John Tester? The fake John Tester that they put in these TV commercials and radio ads is way better than the real John Tester. You know, fake John Tester stands up to lobbyists. The actual John Tester is the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. By the way, that same John Tester is the guy who flipped his position on the communist Chinese platform known as TikTok, and then he got a bunch of campaign contributions from the lobbyists for that same Chinese company. All right, Tim Sheehy responding to these fake, phony BS attacks against him that are being ginned up by the left-wing media here in Montana. He was with Martha McCallum on Fox News over the weekend, responding to these BS attacks, claiming that he somehow made disparaging remarks against Native Americans, which is just absolutely absurd. Tim Sheehy, as a fellow warrior, has respect for warriors, and he has been going to every reservation across this state. You've seen him. Heck, was he on the Rocky Boy Reservation? He even went up to a booth that was promoting John Tester, and he went up and shook their hands and said hi to them and talked with them. He doesn't just go meet with the tribal leaders and just go meet with the tribal council. He gets out with the people all the people, right? And so, yeah, if you're a Republican and you show up in Butte, hey, you might have a couple of uncomfortable interactions. But John Tester has been too afraid to even show up on most of the reservations. He'll show up for a photo op or two or whatever. Tim Sheehy is out there hitting the ground all across the state. Listen to what he told Fox News over the weekend.
Well, listen, you know, they'll take recordings from years ago, chop them up and make them sound, you know, evil. They'll make me sound, you know, like somebody I'm not. The reality is, you know, I spend more time in our tribal communities than John Tester ever has. You know, we rope and brand together on the Crow Reservation. You know, we ranch alongside them. And the reality is what they're trying to do is package a narrative because they're desperate. They're looking at these polls that show them down. They say I'm anti-veteran. They say I don't like veterans. I'm a combat veteran, combat wounded veteran, married to a combat veteran. They say I want to close hospitals around the state. My wife and I have been among the largest donors in Montana history to improve health care in Montana. So, you know, any which way they can try to package a new narrative that distracts from the fact that John Tester has been a dyed-in-the-wool liberal and a rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris agenda, which has hurt every single Montanan demonstrably in the last 3.5 years. That's what they're going to vote on here on November 5th. And we spent the last 14 months all over our state, every small town, VFW halls, rodeos, talking to people, most importantly, listening to people, listening to what their concerns are. And it's pretty clear they want to take America back.
All right, there you go. That was Tim Sheehy on Fox News over the weekend. Great to see him in Great Falls yesterday. Let's get back into the phone lines here. State Senator John Fuller in Kalispell. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Aaron. And since on the subject of Tim Sheehy, I introduced my bill to exempt Montana veterans' pensions from the state income tax. Tim Sheehy, who would not benefit from this at all, showed up in person, and he had not yet declared his candidacy for the Senate, showed up in person to testify as a proponent in favor of this bill, showing his community concerns and his efforts to help veterans of all kinds.
That's right.
I'd like to clarify.
No, great reminder, because you and Tim Sheehy and Governor Greg Gianforte, after the governor signed your bill into law to stop taxing some of our military pensions, all three of you guys were in our Montana Talk studios talking about it. And I remember even during the legislative session, Tim Sheehy was on the airwaves with advertising, calling on the legislature to pass your legislation. So he put his money where his mouth is to help his fellow veterans, like he has done time and time before.
Absolutely. And remember, he did not benefit from it because he's not a retired veteran.
Yeah, he got medically discharged, right?
He got he's on medical disability. So his tax is a completely different arena. But I'd like to clarify a couple of things about the law as it exists now regarding Montana retired military personnel and their exemption from the state income tax. Okay, Democrats don't like veterans, period, so they didn't support it. And there are some conservative Republicans that don't like the idea of carving out a so-called special class of people that are to be exempted from various taxes.
And I can appreciate that perspective, but most states don't tax military pensions, so why would we? It would be my response to that one.
Well, my response to that is 43 other states out of the 50. Of course, six of those don't have state income tax at all. But I also point out that Section 2, Article 35 of the Montana State Constitution says that Montana veteran citizens who are veterans shall be permitted to have special privileges as determined by the legislature. So it is constitutionally permissible to carve out a special section for Montana retired military personnel and to exempt them from the Montana state income tax. Now, as the law currently sits, and I'm going to work diligently in the next session beginning in January to fix this, only veterans, retired military, and remember, veterans and retired military veterans are two different groups. Retired military pension, people that served 20 years or more or and are on a military pension. That's all this applies to. And as the law currently says, in order for you to get even 50% and only 50% of your exemption of the state income tax, you have to have moved to become a U.S. citizen after July 1st, 2023. Okay? And that you're only entitled to 50% of your military pension or exemption of 50% of your but other income, whichever is less. Okay?
Yeah. So there's a, so there's some stuff that, that needs to be cleaned up in the upcoming legislative session, but nonetheless, a huge start. Yeah.
I'm shamelessly lobbying for help from all those who support the idea of, like 43 other states, of exempting Montana retired military pensioners from the state income tax to assist me when these bills come up in the next session. That's what my purpose of my call is, to shamelessly ask for more help. And, of course, I'm positive that what will be the next Senator Sheehy will support the idea also.
Yeah. All right. Well, Senator Fuller, thanks for all your efforts. By the way, not this week, but next, I don't know if I'll see you at the Montana Equipment Dealers Association in Whitefish, but I'll be there that Thursday morning, not this Thursday, but the one after that. So if you're around, come join us on the show that morning. And then the week after that, I'll be back doing the show ahead of the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Kalispell. So hope to see you there as well. All right. Great to hear from you, Senator Fuller. Let's see. Francis in Big Fork, what's on your mind before we go to the break?
Oh, I've seen Christy Noem and Sheehy and Corey Lewandowski were at Kalispell, and the place was full.
Yeah, incredible crowd, huh?
Yes, wonderful. And, you know, Kester, we get the plenty with paper, and there's full-page ads. I wonder how much they cost. You know, and who are all these wonderful Democrats donating from Montana?
Well, most of them are from out of state. That's where that's coming from.
I know.
What was the best part of the Christy Noem Sheehy rally yesterday in Kalispell?
Well, I think her speech was wonderful. But I got to talk to her, and she knew friends of ours from Spearfish.
I'll bet. Well, I'll bet she sure enjoyed meeting you as well. So two incredible strong women right there. I'll tell you what. You got South Dakota Governor Christy Noem, who stood for freedom when we needed it the most in 2020. And then of course, Francis and Big Fork. Two great women right there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll get to some more phone calls here. Plus, I've got audio from Christy Noem's speech, Governor Christy Noem's speech in Great Falls yesterday. I imagine there were similar remarks, but different remarks, both in Billings and in Kalispell, with three separate rallies across Montana. Let's see. One of the things I want to talk about is she shared some great stories about her grandma. How many of you love it when J.D. Vance talks about his grandma? What does he call her? Is it Meemaw, Mamaw? I forget what J.D. Vance calls his grandma. But Christy Noem talked about her cowboy dad and her grandma back in South Dakota. And that was kind of her call to action for those of you
here in Montana. I want to play a portion of that for you here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show, and at least one or two more clips later on in the 9 o'clock hour of this show, after we catch up with Rob Nadelson talking about CI 128. Callers on the phones first. Let's go to Frank in Evergreen. Next up, Frank, what's going on?
Hi, I wanted to talk about the paper bags issue, the bill that was just signed by Newsom down in California. I actually think it's a good idea to get out of plastic, but you run into these thieves and these tramps on the streets, they're all living hoarding these plastic bags, and police don't even want to go near them. You know, but they usually don't even get their cards searched because they're so sloppy and everything. But they're hiding weapons, everything. But with paper bags, though, they can't travel very far on foot in the rain. That the paper bags should give out. But anyway, it's got some benefits.
So you're saying, hey, I like the idea of going to paper bags instead of plastic. Support the timber industry. The beauty is it's American. People can choose which one they want, right? But instead, the left is always like, no, we're going to force you to use plastic bags because they despise the timber industry. And we're going to force you to use plastic. And then now, no, we're going to force you to not use plastic now. I mean, it's the left. They always need a campaign for something, don't they? They always have to tell you what to do, don't they? That's why we love South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, because she stood up to them, and she stood up to all the fake news media attacks when they were trying to bully her into shutting down schools and trying to bully her into shutting down businesses. And she stood for freedom and did the right thing when we really needed it here in America. All right, Frank, thanks for the call. Sean and Libby next. Oh, no, I think we lost Sean and Libby, or is he on a different phone line? We must have lost Sean and Libby. Okay, speaking of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, I'll get back to your phone calls here in just a second. Here's Governor Noem talking about her grandma. And this is kind of her appeal to you as Montanans this November.
My grandma said, Kristi, say yes as much as you possibly can. Because so many times as a mom, you have to say no. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there thinking, gosh, my grandma never says anything like that. And it really took it to heart. But I decided I wanted to be a mom who said yes. So if my kids wanted to run down the driveway, we had a race down the driveway. Our driveway was a half mile long at the ranch, by the way. If they wanted to jump in a mud puddle on Easter Sunday, we jumped in a mud puddle. We just did it. I became a mom who said yes to a lot of things. But I also started saying yes to everything in my life. If people asked me to do something, I just went and did it. And I decided that, you know, if I didn't like it 6 months later or found that I wasn't very good at it, then I would do something different. But I would say every opportunity that I've had is because I've said yes to something somebody has asked me to do. All of you in this room are going to get asked to do something in this campaign, the last 45 days. I need you to start saying yes. People ask you to go to an event and to speak up and talk to people and talk to strangers about why this man needs to be in the U.S. Senate. I need you to say yes to that. Even if it's going into a Democrat area, going knocking on doors, which a lot of people don't like to do, I need you to say yes. Maybe take it upon yourself to go do it yourself. And just say, I'm going to win my neighborhood. I'm going to win my county. I'm going to go make sure that my county comes home for him and his family. He's putting his whole family on the line for you. He hasn't been home. He could be home riding a horse and having picnics with his kids. Instead, he's doing this for you. So start saying yes. He might even ask you for a campaign contribution. Say yes. You can help support him. There is no way he can win unless you invest in him.
All right. Yeah, that was part of what South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem had to say yesterday. But the best remarks were when she talked about old liberal Senator John Tester not wanting to tell you the difference between a he and a she, which is one more reason why you need to support she, he. Next up, let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's going on?
What's going on? What it takes. And that was in a piece on YouTube under Business Insiders. And they gave a piece there on Tim Sheehy, which is another side I don't think is being given much attention. But it's about the $30 million super scooper. when you consider the technology that he put into this, and he appears in this film, and I would urge everybody to watch it, the technology that he put into this and the people around him, you know, I mean, this thing is an awesome piece of work. And when you consider that, I think it outdoes the fertilizer plane that works. This thing carries this thing goes over 500 feet. It'll drop that far down. And what's going on in California, you can see the awesome technology that went into this thing. And they can fill it up real fast at a Lake Elsinore or some other place.
So you're talking about, Chris, for our listeners out there, just so, because I know exactly what you're talking about. So you're talking about Bridger Aerospace, the business, Tim Sheehy started, the aerial firefighting business, and these incredible super scoopers, not just the planes themselves and the pilots, but the technology they put, the precision technology. But then on top of that, what else is cool is he joined us years ago talking about this, where They built an aircraft control system as well. Well, they'll have another bird up in the air controlling and synchronizing all the efforts of these aircraft as well. You're right. It's remarkable what he did with that company, and yet look at the fake news media attacking it, and look at the Democrats attacking that Montana business.
The point is, do you want this guy in office? I mean, this is what he's put in, and when you see it, he contributes this kind of technology into our system, which saves millions of dollars of homes that are being burnt up right now in California.
Yeah, you're right. And it shows the ingenuity and the smarts behind this guy. That's my layman's way. I don't have as much of the smarts as the Naval Academy grad Tim Sheehy's got. But this shows the smarts behind this guy, that he could put this whole concept together and leverage, you know, the...
If it's used as just fighting fires, I can see it being used in technology all through the year as well.
Yeah.
Every town in Montana should have one.
But it's not just his knowledge of aircraft and his knowledge of firefighting, aerial firefighting, right? He took the skills that he learned while overseas as a Navy SEAL and said, wait a minute, we could use these types of skills to defend our border. We could use these types of technology, and we could use these concepts to fight fires. It's his decision-making and his thinking process and the ability to analyze these things, the desire to analyze these things, to say, wait a minute, there's a better way to do this. So if he could do that overseas, if he could do that with a firefighting business, what could he do throughout the entirety of our federal government? Chris, great point. Thanks so much for the call. Great to hear from you. Jim in Kalispell next up. Jim, thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, young man. I just called to talk about the Senate race in a 35,000 foot view. I'm in Flathead, you know that.
Yeah.
And I've seen more. I don't see the Trumpers with the flags and the trucks. I see John Tester signs all over this valley, which surprises the hell out of me.
Because you're supporting Kamala Harris, right? I mean, I know you wanted Biden to hold on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're supporting Kamala. So you're supporting Kamala. You're supporting Kamala and John Tester. So your message is, hey, you pro-Trump people out there, hey, you pro-Sheehy people out there, where are you? What are you doing? Is that your message?
Yeah, I don't see them. I think the cult is broken and that the fervor is over and the desire for normalcy in our, we support ourselves in this country, is coming back around.
Normalcy. What is your definition of normalcy?
Not cultish stuff that comes out of.
So chopping body parts off of kids is normalcy. Shutting down schools, shut up and wear your mask, that's normalcy. Inflation, spending $300 more a month on energy costs, transportation costs as Montanans, $135 more on groceries and food every month. That's what Kamala and John Tester created, and that's what you see as normalcy. All right. Well, Jim, good to hear from you.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And now she's offering a path to amnesty, and she doesn't have to answer any questions about it or her support for reparations. Where's the money going to come from and who's going to be eligible? How about a couple of simple questions? We'll start there. Her support for what is the largest tax increase in the history of the world and the history of America, too? How do you afford a $93 trillion Green New Deal that she sponsored with Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate, and that she would eliminate the filibuster to pass this thing and shove it down America's throat, which would be the end of capitalism as we know it? Or the fact that she sponsored with Bernie government health care for all and called for the elimination of all private health insurance? So much for the Freedom and Joy Party.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, firearms, they're a great protection. But as a gun owner, you got to consider firearms as a last resort. You really want to pull the trigger and then deal with the financial, mental repercussions? The answer has to be no. You need to start with the less lethal option. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher was designed by gun owners because Byrna wants to save lives while also creating a product that confidently protects those concerned with personal safety. The Byrna pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents, tear gas, kinetic rounds, and it has a 50 to 60 foot range. It's amazing. And the Byrna launcher can incapacitate an attacker for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, the Byrna launcher is legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. There's no permit needed. And they'll ship it directly to your door. Now, don't start with deadly force. Start with less lethal force. Go to BYRNA.com/Hannity. 10% off any purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity and make the smart choice for your family's safety today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
6263-406-201-6263.
Look, guys, here's the deal. We got less than 50 days to go till Election Day. And you know, these big tech leftist activists, the Facebooks of the world, the Googles of the world, they do not want you to see the Montana-specific content that we are pumping out on a daily basis. So if you want to see our content with the news and the commentary that matters to Montana, you can't rely on Facebook and Google.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's creativeplanning.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, I get a kick out of Jim in Kalispell. Seems like a nice guy. I've always enjoyed chatting with him over the years. I remember when he supported Obama back in 2012, chatting with him on the radio then. And of course, he supported Joe Biden. I thought you expected Joe Biden to cling to the presidential race to the very bitter end. I can't remember if you thought he was gonna stick with it, that he could stick with it, or if you thought they were. Either way, Jim now supports Kamala, so of course he supports John Tester too. They're really one and the same. I mean, Kamala Harris and John Tester, they're following the same flip-flopping campaign scheme and everything. I got another highlight from Christy Noem's speech in Great Falls yesterday I want to share with you. But first, let's sneak in a call from Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you, my friend, and thanks for everything that you do for standing up for America and what's right. And to our friend Jim up in the Flathead and stuff, if what he's talking about is normal, I hope I die before I become normal. Thank you and have a great day.
Well, you're a Marine. You're far from normal. And I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thanks, Grandpa Lou. Great to hear from you. Every now and then I'll get a message on the Montana Talks app, and it says the message came from a crayon eater in Billings, and so I was like, well, I know what branch you served in. Oh man, good stuff. Good fun. Here we go. This is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem talking about when she met Tim Sheehy at a Trump rally. Montana Senator Steve Daines brought him to South Dakota.
He brought Tim to South Dakota when President Trump was coming to our state to do a rally. President Trump doesn't come to our state to do a rally very often because South Dakota usually votes for President Trump. But he came as a personal favor for me to do an event for our Republican Party. And Steve Daines brought Tim over to meet me. And I was so impressed with that because there was a lot of U.S. senators that weren't going to show up for President Trump. But Tim did. And Steve Daines did. They came and they attended that event. And I was so proud of them then. And I had the chance to talk to him about his family. I talked to Tim about his service in the military and why he's running for the Senate. And I just hope all of you realize how blessed you are, that you have a candidate that's running for this office for the right reasons. Number one, he recognizes that your U.S. Senator Tester sucks.
Yeah! Yeah! That'll put a break, right?
He's a terrible senator. And he also realizes that we need people to run for office for the right reasons. They need to run because they love this country. That they want to go out there and really help fix the problems that we have. Problems that we've had for decades that other elected officials won't address and won't fix. And be bold enough just to be a normal human being. To be someone who's genuine. And doesn't have to be perfect and polished all the time. They just want to serve and go do the right thing. And that's who you've got in the candidate. And I want you to know, this is the Senate race that's going to decide the future of the majority, but the future of this country. Listen, if we don't win the presidency, the only thing that's going to stop these socialists and Marxists is going to be Tim Sheehy.
All right, well said there by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. We got about a minute to go this hour of the show. Then Rob Nadelson does the legal analysis on CI 128 coming up in the next hour of the show. Let's go to Ron in Big Fork before we run out of time. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, if you've been noticing, their attack ads against Dan Wilson now, and I've said previously, calling into the show, I had worked with Dan Wilson when I was a substitute judge in Kalispell. Now they're attacking him because they say he may want to keep people off public lands. For anyone to attack this honorable, decent, truthful person is just, they've gone beyond the pale. We got to get rid of all these Democrats. We got to send Tester back to driving an old backhoe.
He's going to go straight to K Street. That's where John Tester's going. But you're right, Judge Dan Wilson, what a great candidate for Montana Supreme Court. No wonder the radical left is attacking him with the same fake boilerplate template.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.